Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Over the years, many pro-life voters have become familiar with Emily's List, a wealthy pro-abortion political action committee that supports only Democratic women who support abortion for any reason, government funding for abortion, and even partial birth abortion. Savvy voters across the nation understand that Emily's List candidates are pro-abortion, while those endorsed by National Right to Life are pro-life. What many people may not know is that Emily's List has an independent expenditure political action committee discreetly called Women Vote. But in a recent $400,000 ad buy, they never mention the word abortion. Instead, they attack pro-life candidates, not on the issue of abortion, rather for being supported by special interests. As if Emily's List and Women Vote are not special interests? Why? Over the years, Emily's List must have figured out that the American public is becoming increasingly pro-life. The vast majority of the country is opposed to the vast majority of abortions. And when candidates run on the issue of unregulated abortion for any reason, they are more likely to lose. According to a 2010 post-election poll, 30% of all voters said that abortion affected their vote. Of that 30%, 22% voted for pro-life candidates, while only 8% voted for pro-abortion candidates. Emily's List boasts that they have helped elect 87 pro-abortion women to the United States House of Representatives, 16 to the U.S. Senate, and 9 as governors. They are a powerful pack and are notorious for raising huge sums of money. In 2010, National Right to Life's Political Action Committee actively worked in 130 of the most competitive federal races nationwide. 88 of the 130 candidates supported by National Right to Life PAC won. 18 of those candidates were in highly competitive races against candidates who were supported by the pro-abortion group Emily's List, which raised and spent more than $38.5 million in the 2010 elections. Despite being vastly outspent, the pro-life candidate supported by National Right to Life PAC won in 14 of those 18 races. In 2012, Emily's List has 11 candidates running in the 33 U.S. Senate races, 5 of which are competitive races. Currently, they have 33 candidates running for the United States House of Representatives. The organization's names, Emily's List and Women Vote, are ambiguous enough to keep the public at large confused about the positions of the candidates. Generally, Emily's List's endorsement pronouncements do not even mention their mission, which is dedicated to electing pro-choice Democratic women to office. Their announcements often discuss building a more progressive America or improving access to life-saving health care and helping our veterans. While researching independent women voters, they surveyed protecting a woman's right to make her own health care choices without government intrusion. Rarely is abortion mentioned. Fortunately, National Right to Life PAC is there to ensure that voters understand the clear difference between candidates on life issues, and we don't mince words. There is a partnership, National Right to Life, its 50 state affiliates, and you. Because of that partnership, the National Right to Life Political Action Committee is the largest and by far the most effective single-issue pro-life political action committee in the country. Since its inception in 1980, the work of National Right to Life PAC has consistently provided an advantage for pro-life candidates over pro-abortion candidates. The truth is that ever since 1980, when we elected Ronald Reagan president and carried the Senate, the work you do has been crucial in electing pro-life candidates to Congress, whether it's one life or a million lives. Each life saved is precious. Each life saved is a family blessed with a baby rather than cursed with despair and regret. The women behind Emily's List and Women Vote don't understand that. And it's why, despite all of their money and ad buys and fiery rhetoric, they will lose far more often than they win. Because in the end, life wins out.